For decades, scientists have searched the world's rainforests for plants that contain disease-fighting compounds. But experts say a better place to search for these natural medicines may be the ocean. As NPR's Eric Nehler reports, researchers are now scouring the seven seas in the hope of finding the next big blockbuster drug.
Marine scientist William Fennickel doesn't actually look for new creatures in the ocean. He looks below it, in the mud on the sea floor. There, he's finding mud-loving bugs with some amazing properties. Fennickel, a professor of marine chemistry at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, has just discovered a new group of bacteria that produce a powerful human antibiotic. And he found these bacteria living happily in a silent, dark world thousands of feet below the water surface.
What's different here is that we're looking at a resource in the ocean that no one conceived would ever have any value in medicine or any value whatsoever.
Fennickel and colleagues sailed on research vessels to the Red Sea, the Caribbean, and Mexico's Sea of Cortez. At each stop, they tossed over a weighted sampling device that drops 4,000 feet in about 10 minutes. It sinks into the slimy mud, grabs a sample of goo, and then is winched back up to the ship. The real scientific detective work begins after the samples are hauled back to the lab.
We then take the sediments and process them in a way which accentuates the types of microorganisms that produce antibiotic drugs.
It took several years of testing, but Fennickel's results are startling.
Somewhere around 35% of all of the strains that we've tested contain new molecules that are antibiotic, potent inhibitors of fungal infections, and also inhibitors of cancer cell growth.
Fennickel published his findings last month in two scientific journals. That's just the latest development in the field of marine bioprospecting, a sort of underwater treasure hunt for medicinal and commercial compounds. One treasure hunter is Jay Short, president and CEO of Diversa, a San Diego biotech firm that is working with organisms from some of the weirdest parts of the ocean, like whale graveyards.
These whale carcasses and whale bones were very rich in oils and lipids. So what we had done was to collect microbial communities that grew on these whale bones.
These graveyards are found in the deep, cold water off California and Hawaii. Diverse scientists have used the whale bacteria to make a laundry detergent that works in cold water. Researchers are also collecting animals stuck to coral reefs in the tropics. Biologist Elliot Norris says these creatures can't swim away from predators.
They sit on the bottom like a little piece of bait, so they've got to have some tricks up their sleeve to protect them from being eaten.
Norris, president of the Marine Conservation Biology Institute in Redmond, Washington, says some animals make a poison that can affect the heart or nervous system of its enemy. That kind of poison can be turned against human cancer cells.
Suitably diluted, all of these substances have potential use as pharmaceutical agents.
One promising drug is bryostatin, an anti-cancer agent made from a moss-like animal called a bryozoan. It's now undergoing clinical trials for use in humans. Other drugs are being made from toxins found in corals, sponges, and shell animals. Each year, the National Cancer Institute checks for medicinal properties of tens of thousands of plant and animal samples. Gordon Cragg, director of the Institute's Natural Products Branch, says it can take many years to develop drugs from the sea.
Just the fact that you've got a pure chemical which shows some form of activity against human cancer cell lines is a long, long way from getting a product which will be effective against humans and then ultimately advance to general clinical use.
Since the Cancer Institute screening began in 1960, it has produced only two approved drugs. Fennickel and other marine scientists, however, remain optimistic. The sea is still largely unexplored, and it's just a matter of time, they say, before the ocean yields a trove of new medicines. Eric Nehler, NPR News, Washington.